"I'm getting up, Teddy Lynx," said Mrs. Whiston, and she sprang out of bed briskly. "What the Hanover's got you?" asked Whiston. "Nothing, can't I get up?" she replied animatedly. It was about 7 o'clock, scarcely light yet in the cold bedroom. Whiston lay still and looked at his wife. She was a pretty little thing, with her fleecy short black hair all tousled. He watched her as she dressed quickly, flicking her small, delightful limbs, throwing her clothes about her. Her slovenliness and untidiness did not trouble him. When she picked up the edge of her petticoat, ripped off a torn string of white lace, and flung it on the dressing table, her careless abandon made his spirit glow. She stood before the mirror and roughly scrambled her profuse little mane of hair. He watched the quickness and softness of her young shoulders calmly, like a husband, appreciatively.